From Paging America, March 26, 2026. The week in healthcare news. NPR reports that the number of abortions in the U.S. hasn't budged since the demise of Roe v. Wade, largely due to the rise in telemedicine abortions. This largely explains the aggressive push by anti-abortion groups to ban the use of abortion pills. App, George, a woman charged with murder after police say she took pills to induce an abortion. However, during a hearing this week, Judge Stephen G. Blackerby of State Superior Court said, "I think that charge is extremely problematic. That is going to be a hard charge to convict upon." Blackerby set the woman's bail at just $1. Mississippi Today. Lawmakers in Mississippi consider bill to restrict abortion medication. Son. His bill would, he says, empower women to sue mifepristone manufacturers. In related news, Hawley has also sent letters to mifepristone manufacturers Danco Laboratories and Gen BioPro to inform them that he is opening an investigation into their business practices related to mifepristone, as mounting evidence shows women are suffering alarming rates of adverse effects after taking the drug. Once again, the so-called mounting evidence remains a self-published and thoroughly debunked junk science paper from the Anti-Abortion Ethics and Public Policy Center. Stat: automatic enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans under consideration, top Trump health official says. President Trump's Medicare director said Thursday his team is considering a policy that would automatically enroll Medicare beneficiaries into Medicare Advantage plans, a controversial idea th at was touted in the conservative Project 2025 policy blueprint. Josh Hawley introduced a bill earlier this month titled the Safeguarding Women from Chemical Abortion Act that would revoke the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone. Rather than waning, the impacts of the administration's seismic changes to science funding are intensifying, causing researchers to drastically scale back the ambition of their work and driving some to shut down their labs entirely. "This is like the Titanic hitting the iceberg," said Steve S.H. Opta, who runs the Center for Behavioral and Addiction Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, which has shrunk by 40% due to funding cuts. A nationwide stat survey of federally funded researchers reveals that, a year after Donald Trump's return to the White House, many academic scientists are reeling. People are still eating at the table, music's still playing, and yet the ship is sinking. The New York Times pulls back the curtain on what it's like to work at the CDC amid the turmoil created by RFK Jr. and his supporters. Some headlines. The Guardian: confusion abounds over future of U.S. Vaccine Advisory Committee. CNN: federal vaccine panel in disarray after judge blocks changes. Fierce Pharma: ACIP members' miscommunication on vaccine panel's future adds to confusion after court ruling. Scientific American: influenza L vaccine advisory panel may be disbanded after lawsuit, says former vice chair. Biospace: HHS denies disbandment of CDC vaccine advisory group in wake of court ruling. Wellness Grifter Casey Means nomination to be Trump's surgeon general is stuck with Senators Bill Cassidy and Lisa Murkowski, saying, gee, they are still undecided. Maha influencer Food Babe says that Cassidy is going to be in a world of hurt if he decides to oppose Casey Means, because he will basically be opposing every single Maha mom in the country. The Trump administration is now saying the quiet part out loud. Trump's most favored nation status drug PR icing scheme isn't intended to lower Rx costs in the U.S. Following a ruling rolling back all decisions by Kennedy's handpicked ACIP, there is confusion on whether they will appeal the ruling, disband ACIP, or recreate it with new members. It's intended to raise costs in other countries. We told the manufacturers, price wherever you want, one official said. That's fine. Just don't undercut us in another wealthy country. The Washington Post reports that RFK Jr. and Dr. App, judge rules U.S. government overreached with transgender healthcare declaration. A federal judge said the government overreached by issuing a declaration that called treatments like puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries unsafe and ineffective for young people experiencing gender dysphoria, according to a ruling Thursday in Oregon. Oz are counting on AI to save rural healthcare after Republicans cut $137 billion in Medicaid dollars from rural areas over 10 years and replaced it with a one-time infusion of $50 billion. Judge Mustafa Kasapai ruled that Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. didn't go through the proper administrative procedures in December when issuing the declaration, which warned doctors that they could be excluded from federal health programs like Medicare and Medicaid if they provide these treatments. Dr. Oz is tasked with hunting down fraud and waste in health care at the same time Trump is pardoning some of the worst offenders. OMB Director Russ Vought reportedly said in 2023 and 2024 he wants to put federal workers in trauma. It appears to be working, especially at HHS, where only 20% of workers are satisfied in their jobs. ICE in the news. The New York Times. Pregnant in ICE detention, handcuffs and pleas for medical care. The 19th. Detained pregnant people are entitled to full medical care. They say it's not happening. The 19th. ICE has been deporting pregnant and postpartum immigrants. Now we know how many. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has detained and deported hundreds of pregnant, postpartum and nursing immigrants since the start of the Trump administration, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed for the first time Wednesday. Federal policy says that such individuals should only be detained in limited circumstances. Between January 1, 2025, and February 16, 2026, 363 pregnant, postpartum, and nursing immigrants were deported, DHS reported in response to questions submitted last fall by Sen. Patty Murray, a Washington Democrat. 16 miscarriages were recorded during that time period. In total, 498 pregnant, postpartum and nursing people were reported as booked out of ICE detention in that time span, meaning that they were detained and then left ICE facilities. Thanks to Trump's and Republicans' love of health savings accounts, one company is giddy. Today, Americans are facing dramatically increased health care costs, with millions losing coverage and one in three cutting back on daily living expenses to cover medical bills. For the health savings account HSA industry, however, these are boom times. In a triumphant March 17 earnings call, Health Equity, the nation's largest administrator of HSAs, reported accelerating earnings power, significant margin expansion, and record HSA sales. Pope Leo Roman XIV on universal health care last week, health cannot be a luxury for the few. On the contrary, it is an essential condition for social peace. Universal health coverage is not merely a technical goal to be achieved. It is primarily a moral imperative for societies that wish to call themselves just. Robert Weissman, co-president of Public Citizen, says the U.S. could save 20% in healthcare costs by moving to a single-payer system stat. Senate Democrats lay out plans to overhaul health insurance after setbacks under Trump. Democrats are laying out their plans to rebuild the healthcare system in the hopes of eventually regaining control of Congress and the White House. Democrats have been using healthcare spending cuts and the rising cost of Affordable Care Act insurance plans as a cudgel against Republicans in this election cycle. Healthcare must be accessible to the most vulnerable, then, not only because their dignity requires it, but also to prevent injustice from becoming a cause of conflict. But they also want to tell voters what they support, not just what they're against, lawmakers say. And they see the major setbacks.